And I want to ask you a question, and that question is, are you crippled with fear? And sometimes as Christians, we are crippled with fear, and usually it's not for the big things, right? Being burned at the stake or fed to lions, not that kind of stuff. Many times we're crippled with fear because of the small things, right? The little things is usually the undoing of our faith, the fear of what people might think, the fear of what people might say, the fear of making a conversation awkward. We don't want that. We don't want our friends or our family annoyed at us, right? These are the fears that cripple us and cause us to shrink back as Christians. An old proverb says, touch a thistle timidly and it pricks you. Grasp it boldly and its spines crumble. And with that being true, often that's precisely our problem. We kind of tiptoe around timidly with our faith because of our fears that every possible thistle, thorn, is going to hurt us. And the more timid we are in our Christian pursuits, the more timid we become in order to then satisfy those ever-increasing fears. I want you to read with me here what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy, beginning in verse 7. 1 Timothy chapter 1, beginning in verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Then he goes on in verse 12, for this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him until that day. You know, Jesus has given us a royal commission, a great commission. And he calls for us to be laborers. And you see, Satan uses our fears. He encourages us to be afraid. Right? It hinders us in evangelism. It hinders us in work of faith. And we need to remember, here in 2 Corinthians 4, we need to remember that faith calls for courage. Right? And what Satan does is he gets us to be afraid and crippled with fear and all those little things. Right? The affairs that tempt us just to say, forget about it. It's not a big deal. I'll do it some other time. Actually, 1 Corinthians 16:13 tells us to be brave, to be strong, remain steadfast in the faith, act like men. But 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 1, therefore, since we have received this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. And in chapter 10, 4 and 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. In chapter 12, remember what Jesus says to Paul when he prayed for that thorn in the flesh to be removed? He simply answered, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And so I just want us to think about here in the middle of the week, let us be a people that are strong in the faith. And let us not shrink back. Let us pray for courage. Not only courage in the big things, but also in the little things. And we'll glorify God in that, and our faith will be stronger for it. This evening, if you are subject to the gospel invitation, we've set aside this time here for you to respond. It doesn't have to be right now. It doesn't have to be after a sermon. Right? And I feel like maybe I ought to say that a little bit more publicly. You can obey the gospel anytime. I don't care if it's 2 in the morning. Right? If we call you 2 in the morning, Terry, you'll be here, won't you? we'll get you to some water. It doesn't have to be, so please keep that in mind. So if you're here and you're subject to the gospel invitation, you need to put on Christ at baptism, let's take care of that. If you've done that, fallen away, ready to be reconciled, if it's something you got to bring before the church, let's take care of that. Let's have courage and make that decision. Or if you just need encouragement or the prayers of this church family, let somebody know, please, as we stand, as we sing.
I keep Jesus waiting, waiting in